I'm going down a path of blue with bread.
Okay, yeah, I knew this. I knew we weren't going to shake this one off for a few weeks. What do you want to tell us?
Right, true story, happened to my father.
Yeah.
He was playing in local Sunday football.
Yeah.
He's playing against a team that's notoriously two hard midfield men.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard midfield men, anyway.
Just at a Sunday level, yeah?
Just at a Sunday level, yeah. A couple of years later, after Dad's packed in the game, he's out for a quiet drink with my mum.
Yeah.
This woman comes up to me, Dad. Says, are you Bob so-and-so? So he says, yeah. He says, oh, do you remember me? I used to play football against you.
No. Oh, it's Walter Carlos.
And it's
me, Wendy.
Had a sex change.
The footballers had a sex change?
Yeah.
Now, this fellow was, I mean, I'm not suggesting that, you know, there's any kind of stereotype that leads to a sex change, but when you say he was the hard man of the opposition, he was, yeah?
Yeah, he definitely was. He used to put himself about a bit.
But why do they always want to boast about it? I mean, if you have a sex change, God love you and get on with it. But stop going on Kilroy and walking up to people in pubs saying it through megaphones. He walks up and said, I used to be some bloke you played against.
Yeah.
Did he look a fair piece?
I'm not too sure, Danny.
It'd be fair to think.
I would have been taking the opposite action. And he walks into the pub, stilettos, tight pencil skirt, nice white blouse, a bit frilly perhaps, big hair, and launched himself in an over-the-top tackle right into your father's thigh. Remember me?
Then you'd have got
then
something.
Then you'd have had something. Where was this, by the way?
This was down in Harvard here in Hatfield.
And you think there's bona fides in this story? You believe it, yeah?
I do believe it, yeah.
Wow. And did they strike up a conversation, or were all men too creeped out?
Too creeped out, I think
so.
Yeah.
I would not. Could I just say this, and I know we're veering off to something a bit more normal today, but if anyone is out there who went to school with me or ever worked with us, if you've had a sex change, don't walk up and introduce yourself. It will creep me out. Really, honestly. I'm thinking here of people like Ian Penman and Max Bell and Mickey Shakespeare I was at school with, and lots of the others.
And Aspro Fender, if he's had a sex change.
Oh,
and become Aspra.
don't just keep it this. Do not walk up to me and say, hello, we used to know each other, I'm a woman now, because it would creep me out. And, I mean, most of my doors are up, but that one's very shut. I cannot understand. You know that thing about we're all a little bit feminine?
Yeah.
No, I really ain't. Oh, no, I can't see it.